This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Today is Monday, January 29th. We'll tell you what happened that killed American troops in the Middle East. And the verdict is in the latest trial involving former President Trump. Also, why filing your taxes early might actually protect you from fraud. We'll explain. Plus, the two teams heading to the Super Bowl. Why fans are trying to protect Taylor Swift while an AI trend goes viral. And all the things that can fit on the world's largest cruise ship as it sets sail for the first time. Those stories and more news to know today, next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the first time since the start of the war in Gaza, American troops have been killed by enemy fire in the Middle East. 3 U.S. Army soldiers died, and at least 34 service members were hurt by a drone attack in Jordan yesterday. The attack apparently struck near the troops' sleeping quarters, which is why there were so many casualties. The White House blames one of the several Iranian-backed militant groups in the region who want to push U.S. forces out of the region. President Biden has not said exactly which group yet, but that, quote, "have no doubt we will hold all those responsible to account." Iran denied having any role in the attack. Still, many of Biden's critics in Congress said it was time to hit Iran directly, since they say the response to the other non-lethal attacks of hitting targets in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen has not been working. For now, the White House just says it will take action at the time and place of its choosing. So stay tuned. The U.S. and several other countries have stopped sending money to the main United Nations agency in Gaza over some serious allegations. Israel says about a dozen staff members were involved in the October 7th terror attacks alongside Hamas. For example, one is accused of kidnapping a woman. Another is said to have handed out ammunition. And Israel says a third took part in the actual massacre. They all worked for the UN Relief and Workers Agency for Palestinian Refugees, which schools, shelters, and feeds hundreds of thousands of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The agency actually fired several employees in the wake of the allegations and said any staffer who was involved in an act of terror will be held accountable. Israel also says UNRWA facilities have been used for terrorist purposes, and the UN says it's still looking into that. But in the meantime, the UN wants countries to reconsider their pause in funding before the UNRWA is forced to suspend its humanitarian response completely when the people of Gaza need help the most. So far, there's no immediate signs of countries heeding that call, but Norway and Ireland have continued to fund the agency for now. Also, over the weekend, the top UN court ordered Israel to prevent genocide against Palestinians in Gaza, and it must allow more aid in. But it stopped short of calling for a ceasefire. This was the first step in a case brought by South Africa, which actually did accuse Israel of genocide. Though the court is not expected to issue a ruling on the broader genocide charge for years. Also, keep in mind, even though rulings from the International Court of Justice are final and legally binding, in practice, they're unenforceable. So no matter what the final ruling is, it's unlikely to change the trajectory of the war. Once again, a federal jury has ordered former President Trump to pay writer E. Jean Carroll for defaming her. Remember, Carroll has accused Trump of ruining her reputation by denying her accusations of sexual abuse. This time, Trump's been told to pay more than $83 million in damages. That's on top of the $5 million a different federal jury awarded to Carroll last year when it found Trump liable for sexually assaulting her. Carroll called the verdict a, quote, "great victory for every woman who stands up when she's been knocked down and a huge defeat for every bully who has tried to keep a woman down." She promised to do something good with the money. But Trump called the verdict ridiculous and said he would appeal since, quote, "our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon." And the New York Times says he can delay paying Carroll until after he exhausts all appeal options. Of course, this case is just one of half a dozen against Trump while he's also running for president. Millions of people in the Northeast and New England could be dealing with a messy commute this morning. A lot of heavy rain and snow has been falling from Pennsylvania and the tri-state area up into Maine. In most places, the snow totals aren't too terribly high, just about 1 to 3 inches in cities like Hartford, Connecticut, and Providence, Rhode Island. But higher snow totals are expected in higher terrain, like southern New Hampshire and Vermont. Still, this winter storm should move out by the end of the day, and calmer weather is in store for the Northeast for the rest of the week. Meanwhile, the upper Midwest is expected to get 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight into tomorrow morning, before that system moves into the Appalachians. So the roads could be a little sloppy in those areas, too. But mostly, this week's weather forecast looks to be pretty mild. We have much more news for you still ahead. But first, thanks to our sponsor. If all the winter weather of 2024 so far, or the stress from the holidays of last year, are taking a toll on your skin, I have good news for you. OneSkin makes it easy to take care of both your skin's appearance and its health, too. First, I love the feeling of both the topical eye and face products. They are super lightweight, yet so hydrating, perfect for every day. And I also appreciate the convenience of the pump bottles that they come in. It makes it so easy to have as part of my routine. But most importantly, I've already noticed the benefits to the health of my skin. I've been using them for about a month now and have noticed things like a little less puffiness under my eyes and improved firmness around my face. I'm even happier knowing that the longer I use it, the more benefits I'll get because it's powered by a scientifically proven peptide called OS1 that targets the fine lines and wrinkles right where they start, my cells. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code NEWSWORTHY. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. New year, healthier skin. That's OneSkin. Okay, now back to the news. We have a few big sports stories to tell you about from over the weekend. First up, we now know who will be playing in this year's Super Bowl. It will be the defending champion and my hometown team, the Kansas City Chiefs, taking on the San Francisco 49ers, since they both won their conference championships yesterday. For KC, it's their fourth Super Bowl appearance in the last 5 seasons, but the 49ers likely have some good momentum after a big comeback win. Last night, they were losing to the Lions 24-7 at the half, and still eventually won 34-31. The big game is happening Sunday, February 11th in Las Vegas. Also over the weekend, tennis got its first Grand Slam champions of the year. On the men's side, underdog Jannik Sinner triumphed over Daniil Medvedev to win the first Grand Slam tournament of his career. He's also the first Italian to win the Australian Open. And at 22, he's the youngest winner in a men's final since Novak Djokovic won his first Grand Slam in 2008. For the women, Aryna Sabalenka won her second straight Australian Open title, making her the first repeat winner in more than a decade. Though it didn't come as much of a surprise since she was dominant through the entire tournament, winning a perfect 14 of 14 sets. And finally, there's figure skating. Amber Glenn became the first openly queer person to win the U.S. Women's Figure Skating Championship. Now she's advancing to the World Figure Skating Championships, where Glenn says she knows she can do even better. Graphic photos have been circulating online the last few days, and they've been raising a lot of alarms, mostly because they're just not real. Explicit pictures of Taylor Swift were generated by artificial intelligence. They were first shared in a post on X, formerly Twitter. About 17 hours later, the post was removed, but by that time, images were reposted across other accounts and other platforms. Many of them are still up, and new graphic fakes have since popped up. In some areas, the term Taylor Swift AI became featured as a trending topic, meaning the images have been promoted to even wider audiences. So Swift's fan base has stepped up. Swifties have used the name Taylor Swift AI hashtag with messages that instead show real clips of Swift performing to hide the explicit fakes. Then yesterday, X also temporarily blocked searches for Taylor Swift completely out of an abundance of caution. Still, this has raised a lot of concerns. Even the White House spokesperson said the Biden administration was alarmed by the fake pictures, and she called on Congress to take action. Some AI generators have restrictions in place to prevent nude, pornographic, and photorealistic images of celebrities from being made. But many others don't. So Congress could decide to require those kinds of restrictions everywhere. Bills have already been introduced, but have stalled. So, to be continued. Another streaming service is introducing ads, starting today. Amazon's Prime Video is giving customers an option: watch commercials or pay another $3 a month to keep streaming ad-free. And that's the case whether you pay $140 a year for all the perks of Amazon Prime or the $9 a month for the standalone subscription to Prime Video. Amazon says it has to make this change to keep investing in compelling content. And for now, at least, the company's goal is to still have fewer ads than linear TV and other streaming providers. Of course, Amazon is just the latest to start offering the options of ad-based or ad-free tiers. Netflix, Peacock, Disney, and Hulu have already done the same. The world's largest cruise ship set sail on its first voyage over the weekend. Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas runs nearly 1,200 feet from bow to stern. It's divided into 8 neighborhoods across 20 decks. The ship includes 6 water slides, 7 swimming pools, an ice skating rink, a theater, and more than 40 restaurants, bars, and lounges. It can also carry up to 7,600 passengers, along with nearly 2,400 crew members. It left Miami for its first 7-day island-hopping voyage in the Caribbean on Saturday. And many more trips are already planned, since passengers are apparently especially excited about this ship. But environmentalists, not so much. They worry the ship will leak harmful methane into the air. Royal Caribbean is defending itself, though, saying the Icon of the Seas is actually 24% more energy efficient than is required. And the company plans to introduce a separate net zero ship by 2025. That's it for the main news. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a quick break. Taking care of your health is not always easy, but it should be at least simple. That's why for the last year, I've been drinking AG1 daily. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel nourished and ready to take on my day. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. With AG1, I know I'm getting essential nutrients from whole foods. I like to think of it as a nutritional insurance. I know I'm covering my nutritional bases right from the start of the day, even before I eat anything else. And it just makes me feel good knowing I'm doing something for myself. It's also super easy, just one scoop of AG1 mixed with cold water, shake or stir, and I'm ready to go. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. And you can try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/newsworthy. That's drinkag1.com/newsworthy. Check it out. Okay, now back to Money Monday. It is the official start of tax season. And that means starting today, the IRS will accept 2023 federal income tax returns. And it will start issuing refunds in the weeks and months to come. So if you're still waiting on your forms like a W-2 or 1099, you should get them soon since employers are generally required to send them by the end of January. Of course, you have until April 15th to get your taxes done. But there are some perks to filing early, like if you're expecting a refund, you'll get your money sooner. And if you owe money, that will give you some time to prepare. But also, you'll lower the risk of tax fraud and identity theft. As CNET explains, fraud typically happens when someone else files a tax return with your name and social security number to claim your refund. So if you file before anyone else tries to do so, it could help you avoid that risk. But if you can't file early, that's okay too. The IRS just suggests creating your own identity protection PIN so no one else can file a return without your secret number. You can create that PIN on the IRS website, and we'll add a link in episode notes. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for making us part of your daily routine in this new year. And if you got value out of the show, we always appreciate it if you share it with others. Let them know why they should be listening and how or where they can listen. Thank you so much in advance for all of your vital support. We'll be back tomorrow. For now, have a great day.